from a west side girl to a south side girl to a north side girl to a east side girl. She's fierce, fierce, she's fierce, fierce, fierce.
You are now listening fierce to the Fierce Female Network.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your girl. This is Fierce. It is 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it's 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. We are going to have a blast on today. I have a wonderful guest with me on today, Ms. Simonette. She is going to share some fabulous golden nuggets with us all about fashion. She's an influencer when it comes to fashion. So we are going to get the tea on fashion from, I'm telling you, Miss Simonette. And I'm going to say hello to her right now. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What about you today? Everything well?
Yes, I'm doing very well. I'm so humbled and honored to have you here on the Fierce Female Network.
So
oh,
thank
my God.
You. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are
it was
welcome.
Like very sweet how you said my name.
Did I say it correctly?
It's an Italian name. Yes, it's Simonetta. So it's an Italian name, and many people call me Simone, but the correct name is Simonetta.
I love it. It has, you know what? It has flair. It has sauce. It's saucy. It's jazzy. And it's all of that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh,
where
my
are you
God. I'm in Illinois.
Oh, beautiful. I actually drove there, I believe, a couple of years ago with my husband and my dad. That was actually a beautiful trip. We are in Philadelphia right now.
Philadelphia, okay. Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, you know,
yes.
I want to hear all about you. You took the time out of your schedule. You're a very busy career woman, and so I'm just so blessed and
thank
fortunate
you
to have you here. Oh, my God, you have accomplished so much. I don't even know where to begin. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Thank you. But let me ask you this. Going way back, when you first
yes
graced the covers of your first international magazine, what was that
yes
feeling like? What was that experience like?
Well, I mean, I would say that, especially right now, I miss those days, you know? I mean, it was that excitement of, you know, being part of a project that is maybe sometimes, you know, even bigger than you. And, you know, sometimes when I think about, like you're saying, all that the God has, the good Lord allowed me to really achieve is incredible. It's, you know, I mean, when you work with fashion, when you work with art, it's, of course, it's a blessing. But then the important part to me is understanding that, especially, you know, when you grow up, and now, of course, I'm speaking to all the girls that, you know, maybe want to be part of the fashion industry and also the entertainment industry, that, you know, it's a business. It's a job. So, of course, you have to, you know, be very focused and be very grounded also, and be definitely, I always put God first. It's very, very important that you have your, you know, solid motivation, whatever, you know, that might be, and that you understand that, of course, while you are doing, you were mentioning a cover or any other project, you know, you have a duty. And to me, of course, as also a social media influencer, it's very important to inspire and to, you know, have a message that you can put out there. So definitely when I remember when I've done my first cover, I was thinking, of course, you know, about the style that I was putting out there and what I wanted to, you know, communicate, but also the message that I wanted to put behind the interview. You know, it's that style never, you know, I never lost that, you know, inspiration. And that is also something that I consider myself very lucky for that. You know, it's very important, I think, to never lose sight and to keep on staying grounded.
I want to ask you a very important question, because sometimes
yes.
individuals from, you know, the church world, and you brought up inspiration and God, putting God first. How do you handle
yes.
Questions that come from individuals sometimes? Because I know that I have a very edgy look. And
yes.
so when you have an edgy look and it doesn't fit with somebody's understanding of what Christianity is, how do you handle it when
mm-hmm.
if you get questioned or if you get, you know, people, of course, people talk and they don't understand when you look edgy and they don't understand that fitting into Christianity. So how do you handle that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know, for many reasons, maybe even because originally I'm Italian. So when I came to America, you know, I kind of was exotic somehow, and maybe, I don't know, no one ever questioned that. I'll be honest, no one ever, you know, I always keep, of course, my faith, I would say, private, but I think it's very obvious that I always say, you know, no matter if you're Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, that's mm-hmm. not my point. My point is, you know, really to have, you know, something that is bigger than you. So I also, my style is definitely edgy, and I was lucky. Again, that's why maybe people, you know, never question. I think that what I've done a lot is in my words and, you know, in what I say. So even if, you know, the style could be, you know, edgy and artistic, because that is, you know, of course, you know, your inspiration is an artist, but then, you know, your words and what you say, you know, words have a meaning. And so to me, it was always very, very important to, you know, be very clear and, you know, the message that I was, you know, giving out there, especially thinking, like I said, to girls, you know, and also boys that, you know, they're young and they want to maybe get into the industry, or they're just they're just curious. They want to know about my life and they want to know how, you know, I was able to get to, you know, my level. And so to me, it's very, very important to, like I said, make them understand that, you know, I have my faith, my, you know, my ground. I always also talk very, very often about family, and the support system is very, very important, especially right now, nowadays. You know, it's so hard, and especially also being on social media, there's a lot of bullying and, you know, mm-hmm. mental distress. People are, you know, stressed out. People are depressed. So all those points have to be, you know, very clear. Even and especially to me, if you have, like I say, like an edgy look or all of that, very, very important, because again, people will, you know, it catches people's eyes. But then what are you going to, you know, communicate behind that? And that was you know, very, very important to me. And then, of course, also with my charity work, I always, you know, to me, that is my way of how, you know, really doing God's work, you know. So, I'm, you know, makes me very proud as a human being that I'm able, you know, to touch people's lives. And, like, for instance, right now we're actually bringing potable water in the Philippines in a situation, of course, as we all know, during this global pandemic. So even, of course, that area is affected, you know, not easy, but, you know, still we are able to deliver the water. We were able to deliver, for instance, a total remake of medical facility in Africa for over 800 people. So, you know, that is, like, to me, you know, it's it makes me so proud. You know, I look at myself in the mirror and say, okay, those are the things that I want my followers to, you know, be really inspired. And then the fashion, of course, it's, you know, it's the first, it's like, to me, I will say it's the, you know, when you look at a book, that's my cover, but then there are all the pages inside.
Yes. Yes. You know, I love what you said, and that's so very important. What you said is so very important. It's so very inspirational, and it really resonates, because when you said your worth, you know, and it does, When you look at a person, it catches their eye, but then the next thing is, what do you have to say behind that? You know, everyone looks at the outside, but it's what's on the inside and what's coming out. So that's a very very good point about your work and the message. And what are you saying to those individuals after you catch their attention? What are you saying? And so that's really, really strong. That's really important, what we say to individuals, to our followers, to our tribe. You know, when they begin to, because everyone has a tribe. If you're an influencer, you have a tribe. You have those that kind of cling to you or look for inspiration, look for hope. You know, and as you talked about your charity, I'd love to know more about your charity. That's really phenomenal. Yes. I love to give. So giving to others. You know what, for me, and I'll say this, for me, life is about giving. That, for me, that is life. That is my heartbeat. That is my soul. That is my inspiration. If I'm not giving to someone else, then I'm not doing anything. That's the way it is.
So I get you so much. And then the more, and I feel that, you know, you may be, you know, can share the same feeling. The more, you know, you give, the more you go out there, more you are fulfilled, right? Isn't that a beautiful feeling? I always say that.
Yes.
It's that kind of, you know, exchange of energy, and you see that you're, you know, giving something and you're doing something for someone else. And, you know, you might, you know, sometimes also change your life, even with small things. You know, I always say to people, you know, you don't need to do big things like maybe I'm doing with my nonprofit. You know, I'm doing, like I said, big project. But sometimes just being kind with your neighbors and, you know, see if they're good. And, you know, try to be kind with the people that you, you know, find at the grocery stores. I know it sounds very easy to do, but trust me, especially nowadays, we're also, you know, there's a lot of anger out there, and I understand it, and I understand, you know, where it comes from, but we have to put the extra effort, like you're saying, given, and sometimes even given it's, you know, small gesture. Actually, it starts with small gestures, you know. It's very important that we remember that, you know, to do those nice things for, like we were saying, people around you.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So I do kind of want to switch gears just a little bit, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about your TV show and tell a listening audience how you started a TV show and how did it come about, how did it come to fruition, the TV show that you currently have.
Yes. So the TV show is called The Simonetta Lynn Show, so my name and last name. I was asked, I believe it was back in January, to put together a TV show by a big network. I started it. I was, you know, recording in New York. I was all excited. So I started the Simonetta Lynn Show. I started to have, you know, a lot of celebrities that want to be on my show. And then in March, you know, the world collapses. And I remember I was like, okay, I just started this. And now what am I doing? So I had to, you know, sit down, refocus. What are we doing? Of course, started to, you know, experience the online, you know, world even more. And I have to say, in my view, I was blessed because, of course, I come from social media. I'm a social media influencer. So, you know, that was kind of course, a shock because, like I said, I was going to the studios and all of that. If I'm a social media influencer, I'm a kind of an old soul. You know, I've studied with people at Vanity Fair, the old entertainment industry, the actor studio, all of that. So that is my background. So, you know, it was still, you know, switch. That being said, social media really helped me because I said, okay, now that's, I mean, there's social media. There's no other way to, you know, keep on make this going. And so that's how I did it. So I regrouped and I was able to deliver the first season of the show. And then, like a lot of celebrities are been doing, they, you know, I was able to put together my own studio, and that's how, you know, I started actually my second season, and I'm having, you know, my guests for now, you know, all virtual, but I've been so blessed to have iconic names such as, I don't know, Bob Saget and Candace Cameron and Tommy Chong and, you know, huge names that, you know, sometimes I look at them like, you know, sometimes I still feel, you know, that little girl that grew up in a little, you know, place in Italy. And, you know, when I tell my mom, you know, hey, mom, I interviewed this and this, she's like, well, you know, life is really, I always say, I'm not saying it's easy. And so, of course, to all of our listeners, and like I said, also to, you know, the young generation that want to do this, it's never comes easy. You have to work hard. I work maybe, I don't know, 18 hours a day. But, you know, like my grandfather always used to say, when you're working for yourself, you're always working, you're never working. So that is, you know, the beauty of being an entrepreneur. And, you know, I've been really blessed. I'm almost closing the second season, and we're starting actually then in March, the third season. And we're keep on going strong with, you know, more and more big celebrities, A-list celebrities. So, you know, that makes me very, very proud. Also, the fact that they are trusting me, you know, with their brand and their name and, you know, their projects. So that's, you know, how I keep on going. And I have, you know, my team, we, you know, put together every month our, you know, scheduling for, you know, the next month, basically. And so I'm very excited. Actually, now at the end of the month, I'm going to have, you know, new episode. Right? We just took a small break for Christmas season, and we're back recording very, very soon.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now tell us, where can we see your show? Where can we tune in and follow your show and see what's going on weekly?
Yes. So just go on Instagram and then look for my channel, Simone Talin, MoneTaLein. So my show is an IGTV native show, and you'll find all the episodes there. And then, you know, of course, you can do even Simone Talin/channel. And that is what, you know, if you want to see all the episodes together, and you can see, I don't know how many episodes I've done, but I believe over 30 now, maybe with the second season, maybe around 40 episodes, so 35 or so. So we're, like I said, we're about to close the second season soon, and we're going to start with the third one. I'm excited. I mean, like I said, I'm, you know, blessed. We work very, very hard. Also, another new invention that I brought in with the second season that makes me very proud is putting together a panel with top entrepreneurs. And that is also something that I want, because I personally write for Forbes and Inc. magazine. So and my company was also awarded by Inc. magazine as one of the top 5,000 faster growing companies. So that also, it's something that I wanted to put in my, you know, A-list celebrity show, but I wanted to give like a, you know, real grasp, you know, for the everyday people. It's like, okay, great, but how do I come out of this crisis, you know? So that makes me very, very proud, because I'm able to bring, like I said, top entrepreneurs that can, you know, really share tips and tricks and, you know, industry insights on, you know, how they're doing and what they're doing in order to, you know, pivot and, you know, come out of this crisis. So that is also something that, like I said, I had the idea in the second season, and I will certainly continue also in the third season. So if you also want, you know, just regular tips and tricks and all of that, you know, for your business, please go and check also for the panel, you know, section on my show. And like I said, on Simone Talin on Instagram, you'll find everything. And plus, of course, you're going to find your favorite stars out there. It just, you know, it's very, very refreshing to have, like I said, big names like those one that I mentioned, but really being, you know, open and candid. And because, like I said, all that happened this year, really, I think that put us all at the same level, right? I mean, we're all humans, we're all going mm-hmm. through this. And so I yeah. think that people are really appreciating, you know, really talking about the real life issues, even with their favorite celebrities. But, you know, that's also something that I wanted people to understand, that there's no one that is, you know, always a celebrity up there. No, it's a person like me and you. So we're talking, you know, about real things that can, you know, really inspire people. And that makes me very proud.
Congratulations. Congratulations. You know, I am just so proud of everything you've accomplished. Oh, you're more than welcome. And I am going to be following the show And I want to thank, we have someone that's online right now in the chat that's taking a listen to the episode. I want to thank all the listeners. You know, I do want to take this time right now because we do have listeners worldwide. And I noticed on last week we touched in Bangladesh, which I've never had a listener from that country before.
Wow.
So now, I was very excited, and I said, wow, look at this. It's growing. It's taking legs. So it's really exciting. And I do want to take a short break, if that's okay. I'm going to play a little bit of music, and
yes.
Then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the show a little bit more. We're going to talk a little bit about fashion. I want to know from you what's coming up in fashion. What can we look for? So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit next, right after this break. So everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Reclaim the Generation. So you can hear it on YouTube. You can hear it on SoundCloud. You can hear it on iTunes and pretty much every platform that's out there. And so I do want to say this before we go into talking about fashion. I want to give thanks to Jimmy Starr. I'm so thankful to have met Jimmy Starr, of course, on social media, and he's how we got together. And so I really appreciate his friendship, because he has been so instrumental and bringing different individuals onto the network as a guest. And so I really appreciate that. So, Jimmy Starr, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I appreciate you.
Yes,
I appreciate you. I love him. And also, Ms. Shapiro, I appreciate, you know, his whole team is just phenomenal and fabulous. And I'm going to say this, if it's okay. You know, individuals like Jimmy Starr is really a mentor. He's really my mentor. You know, we have mentors in all different walks of life that we never met face-to-face. And so I look at him, and he's my mentor, and I look at Ms. Shapiro because they are, I mean, they hit the ground running. They are top-notch, polished business individuals. And so if you can't learn from people like that, you can't learn from anybody.
I
you know what I mean? So they are on it. They are fabulous, and I watch them all the time. They're phenomenal. And so I really appreciate their friendship. I don't take it lightly. And it's such a blessing that to have come across him and his whole team. So it's a blessing.
Nice.
And so now I want to talk a little bit about fashion because up next I have Wendy Stewart Kaplan, as you know, who she's a filmmaker, a film director. And so I'm going to be talking with her in a little bit. She's going to be on and I'm going to be sharing with her. And so now tell us about fashion. I know we're in this pandemic and everything is really crazy right now, but where do you see us going as far as fashion? What's going to be coming up? What can we look for? What's going to be the latest or the next trend? What do you see as being the next trend?
Well, as far as trends right now, basically every year, I don't know if you or your listeners know, but there are colors that get kind of picked, you know, and they forecast. That will be basically the colors of the year. So the colors of 2021 have been designed kind of a light gray and then kind of a, I would say, intense yellow. So those are the two colors that we're going to see throughout the year, I believe in all seasons. As far as, you know, the usual fashion shows and all of that, unfortunately, I cannot say anything because everything is closed. So definitely what we can expect is a lot of stuff online. That for sure, there's a lot of designers that are already doing their shows online and they're showcasing it. And that, to me, it's also, I mean, it's different, definitely, but it could be also interesting because, let's face it, I mean, Fashion Week's have been always been, you know, very, very exclusive and, you know, the regular folks, you know, cannot go and see them. But this way, you know, if the designer just put up their show on their channel, you know, everyone can see them. And I think that is, you know, very nice. And they'll do also some, you know, you can also see them live sometimes. So, you know, definitely if you are, you know, if you have a passion in fashion, you know, tune in and, you know, designers and people, you know, in the industry and, you know, take a closer look because this year might be fun for that reason. You know, they can say, okay, tomorrow we have a live and you can see live, you know, our TV, our show, our fashion show. So that could be interesting. We're going to see, of course, also holograms playing, you know, part. I've been actually asked to, you know, by a designer that I work with, he had this idea of doing an hologram of me, you know, for a fashion show. So we're going to see, of course, more technology taking place, you know, because the show must go on. So I know that there are certain parts of the world where actually in March they're going to start Fashion Week. Like, for instance, I just received an invitation for the Middle East fashion shows, so they are restarting. I just still didn't hear anything from, you know, our regular New York Fashion Week or Milan Fashion Week or London Fashion Week. That is still, we still don't know. And so, but you know, I'll definitely let you know as soon as I hear of something. We'll have to look, you know, for those colors. And then of course we are in the middle of this. I mean, I believe that this, I would say, I mean, terrible crisis that we're going through has changed also the style of a lot of us. I mean, I always say sometimes for the best, sometimes for the worst, meaning that, you know, I always have my European kick, so I always like, you know, to dress up and, you know, and I think it's also nice and it's fun, you know, to kind of push yourself a little bit, you know, even when you have a day that you are down, you know, sometimes even just putting that lipstick on or, you know, changing your, you know, shirt makes you feel better. You know, it's very important.
Yeah.
That being said, the positive part is that we are becoming all a little bit more understanding because, let's face it, a lot of people are, you know, in their sweatpants all day. So also that is positive if it comes to, you know, not being judgmental and, you know, trying to be, like I said, a little bit more understanding, you know, among each other. So definitely we've seen, you know, even more brands are coming up on the street style, you know, side because, again, there's a demand. You know, people are in their houses and that's what they want. On the other side, on the other hand, what I, you know, if I can share is, you know, let's not, you know, allow this 2020 to, you know, sign our life forever, you know, this 2021. Let's try to, you know, put a little bit of effort. It's nice, you know, even for ourselves. Just
absolutely.
So, you know, it just gives you, right? Just gives you that, okay, I'm okay. You know, I my hair looked nice, you know, I put my lipstick, because otherwise that also, I mean, I'll be honest, might lead in depression, you know. You just keep on being in your sweatpants and you let yourself go. And it's very, very important. So that's why I always say that fashion sometimes can also really inspire people and, you know, help people out and make them feel empowered. It's very, very important.
That's right. Well, we do have to wrap up. I do see the next guest is on, Wendy Stewart Kaplan. And I do want to say this before I let you go, Ms. Simonette. I want to thank you once again. And I do have some really great gifts that I want to bless you with and bless Ms. Wendy with for taking the time out and to share on the Fierce Female Network. It's just my way of saying thank you. So I do have some gifts that I would like to send both of you young ladies. I just want to share and just bless you with some wonderful gifts. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule. It's such a blessing. And I do want you to tell me a little bit really quickly about your book, Everything is Possible. I know you have the book, Everything is Possible. And tell a listening audience real quick about that and where they can find it.
Yeah, you can go on Amazon right now. Everything is Possible. Simonette Lean. Again, you type my name, Simonette Lean, and it is a book. It's a novel. It's part of my story, in part it's just fiction. It is a journey of this main character. Her name is Sophia, and she goes to India, and there's a lot of discovering that she will do, you know, about herself, about God, about, you know, really those the power of wishes. And that's actually from that book I honestly made out of my entire life and career, because I discovered a lot of, you know, that the power of wishes that we can have. And wishes, of course, have to become something specific and focused. You know, wishes don't have to just stay up there in the air, but you have to start somewhere, right? So a wish is very, very important. And then, you know, the moral of my book is how to make those wishes don't come true. And that's actually how I even started then, the Wishwell Foundation. You know, you start with a wish, and then you want to see it happen, you know. So, you know, the book in you know, sum it up, like I said, it will really inspire you to really, you know, take maybe your life and, you know, really face the wishes and the dreams that you have, kind of make a plan for it and see how you can, you know, actually make them come true, as, you know, Sophia, the character of my book, did.
Yes, thank you. So, everyone, you heard it. You heard it. It is Everything is Possible. It's a novel about the power of dreams. I want you to go over to Amazon. I want you to check it out. I want you to get that book. Put it on your list. Get that book so that you can understand the power of dreams and how you can make your dreams come to life, how you can make it come to fruition.
Yes.
Because we can do that. We all have a dream. We all have a wish. There is something. There is one great thing that we all dream about. And so in her book, she shares with us how to do that and how to activate those dreams, not to just stream, but how to activate it. And so that's going to be really, really great to read. And I'm going to get a copy for myself because I have a lot of dreams.
Thank you.
I just love connecting with – oh, you're welcome, you're welcome. So I'm going to get those gifts to you and to Miss Wendy Stewart Kaplan. She's already here, and I'm going to say hello to her. Hi, Wendy.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Here I am.
Fine, how are you?
I am well. What part of the country am I calling into today?
This is Illinois.
Oh, very good. Your weather is as cold as we are in New York.
Yes, it is. Well,
and I have to be jealous that you've got the beach and waves and palm trees and things like that. Well, I'm very happy to be here, and thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. So, Annette, we will talk later. I will be watching your show on IG, and I am going to get the book Everything Is Possible. You're more than welcome. And so, Miss Wendy, we're going to talk a little bit. You know what? I just want to kind of jump right in because you have pandemic cooking, and so I want you to tell us about, you know what I thought
of, like, about pandemic cooking. It's a crazy title, admit it. When you heard pandemic cooking, you're like, this girl is crazy. What is pandemic cooking?
Yeah,
so that's quite a story.
That is. I said, wait a minute, pandemic cooking? Oh, you know, I love to cook. First of all, I love to cook. And so you have to share with me about pandemic cooking. And I've been eating, Miss Wendy. I've been eating and eating.
Well, you're not the only one that's been okay, we've all been eating our way through this pandemic, but – I love that you said that you love to cook because I created my show and I hate to cook. Hey, you cannot even imagine, okay? I live in New York, right, where, well, like you're in Illinois, 24/7 we can get, you know, food here, right? And restaurants, so many restaurants, everybody delivers food, all kinds of food from all over the world, any kind of cuisine that you could possibly ever want. So I'm a New Yorker. We have very little time, right? I'm an actress. I'm a model. I make films. I do stand-up comedy. I don't have any time to cook. And then the pandemic hits. March 12th, they shut New York City down. And when they shut New York down, all of the ways that I have ever earned money at, which is modeling, acting, filmmaking, doing commercials, emceeing shows, being in theater – everything closed. And I thought to myself, what am I going to do? Nobody knew what this pandemic was. No one knew how long it was going to last for, right? Remember in the beginning, we didn't know anything.
Right.
So I was standing in the kitchen with my husband, who is the cinematographer on the documentaries we make. And I said, I don't know what we're going to do. And I looked at him, I said, I know, I'll start a cooking show. And he said to me, but Wendy, you don't cook. I said, exactly. And here's why this was like the most incredible idea.
Okay.
I really forced myself to use like all of my talents. My cooking show is about my comedy. My cooking show is about my point of view. My cooking show, if you look at me and I'm on YouTube, okay, I'm Wendy Stewart TV on YouTube, and my show's Pandemic Cooking with Wendy. On any given show, I have wigs, costumes. I almost never look like my normal Wendy self. So this show has given me an incredible, right, incredible chance to be everything who I was in my life before the pandemic. And the added twist is, yes, I actually do cook on the show. Can you imagine? I do it. I taught myself to cook. And depending on the theme of the show, I will research recipes. One of the episodes that I put together, I dressed up like a flight attendant, and I took everybody on pandemic airlines with me, right? Because remember, we can't go anywhere, right? You're laughing, so I know you're getting exactly what I'm talking about. I started out this segment with a travel magazine, Condé Nast Traveler, you know, with beautiful pictures of all these great places you can go to. But none of us are going anywhere, are we? No, only in our minds. So I created the scenario of being on an airplane. All right, and I cooked food, like that you might find on an airplane. You know how they make those little portions of mixed vegetables and mac and cheese and then a chicken, like a little chicken marsala or something. But I served it up in those plastic containers and I put aluminum foil on it.
Oh, my God.
So I wanted to really recreate the airplane experience. Now, I did that for that segment. And then in the following segment, well, if you're going to be in an airplane, where are you going to go? Well, I chose to go to India. So I appeared in full costume that I had gotten when I was in India. I bought a costume and beautiful tradition, Indian sari, right? And I had a long dark wig, which I wore. And I had, you know, the press-on jewels. And I did very elaborate makeup and jewelry. And I took all the people on my show that day to India, and we made, I think it was chicken tikka we had, and sag paneer. So I try and take you along on an imaginary journey that makes you not think about the pandemic and what exactly is going on out there. And the real reason, well, I knew you would. I can tell that through your voice. And the real reason I did the show was this was in the role of us being human beings, completely blindsided everybody. And it didn't just happen in one place, right? We've been through, you know, we know about SARS, we know about Ebola, we know that there have been other pandemics, but they have been able to contain them. This was nothing that anyone in our time has ever seen before. And many people in New York were sick, and I would get comments, you know, on the show that I was feeling really terrible. I'm really depressed. You made me laugh today. And that is the best thing anyone can ever tell me. You made me laugh today. Because you know what? When I know I'm doing that, that makes me feel good.
You know, I was just about to say.
And that's how the cooking came about. Yeah.
You took the word right out of my mouth. I was just about to say that your show really is therapy. It really is therapy for a lot of individuals who maybe they don't have anyone to talk to. You know, and so your show, they can turn on your show, they can watch it, they can feel better, they can have, you know, a little bit of therapy and feel good and laugh a little bit, and it lifts their spirits up.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And you know, the visuals and my costumes and my ill-fitting wigs, the costumes are crazy, fairy wings, everything. People really enjoy that. And there's also a recipe if you really do want to cook. The recipes, actually, I've made some things. I impress myself with some of the things that I made. And the other cool thing I've done with the show, this summer when our COVID numbers were down, I was able to go and work with one other person. So I would cook with another person with face shields on. But it added interest to the show, cooking with a friend, right? What could be better than tag teaming and cooking with a friend, right? And all the funny things that happen when you cook with a friend. So this show for me has been therapy. It's therapy,
you know,
I created for myself to share with people out there. And guess what? It is working all the way around. Somebody said
so
to me,
wonderful.
What do you do when the pandemic's over? I have to have a new name for it, I guess.
That is so wonderful. And you know, you know what I'm thinking? That is so wonderful on so many levels. And you know what you remind me of? It's almost like Carol Burnett. You're like a modern-day Carol Burnett.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I've gotten that. Thank you. And I've gotten Lucille Ball. And I love both of them. They're both, like, they're so funny and so real, you know, because they do things that make people look at themselves, and that's why people laugh. We all do silly, stupid things, and you can't be afraid to do that in this world. And it's interesting because I come from the modeling world, right, where people try and attain, you know, perfection. Isn't that what we sell women in magazines, right? Here's how you can look perfect, right? This is the way to do it. If you buy the right clothes, the right makeup, you do your hair the right way, your life will be perfect. Isn't that what we tell people? But my show is not about that. You know, my show is really about, you know, the imperfections. All right. We all have our imperfections. You know what? We cook. Sometimes we burn things. Okay, I talk about things that happened in my day, you know, people I've met that, you know, I think didn't really do right by me. I love talking about them because everybody has somebody, you know, in the back of their mind that they're like, oh, this person treated me badly. I wish I had said this, this, and that. And when you're cooking in front of the camera, you can talk about all kinds of things like that. So, yeah, it's really, really been a great experience for me. And, again, you can find me on my YouTube channel. Is Pandemic Cooking with Wendy is on Wendy Stewart, S-T-U-A-R-T, TV, and that's on YouTube. Oh, and I have two other shows on there as well. So all I've been doing is creating during this pandemic. Can you imagine? The worst time in our history, and it's been an incredible catalyst for me to create. And I have another show that I'm doing every week.
You have another show that you do every week?
Yep, and your voice cut out a little bit, whatever happens. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I can't hear you so good now, but I'll try and listen really close. My other show is called If These Walls Could Talk. Now, you can tell, right, by the name of it, it takes place in a restaurant in New York called Pangea. And we live stream again, but they've had a lot of incredible cabaret performers there, and a lot of celebrities have come there at various points. And each week we have on like a different celebrity, entertainer, could be a writer even. So, you know, they're people that are personalities. And I do that show with Tim Moss. He's the co-host with me on there. And we have our guests. You know, it's done live stream, so we're all in different places. But it's what's really great is our guests come on and they talk about their lives. You know, when you meet somebody that's an icon, an up and coming pop star, you know, you see them, but you want to know, hey, how did they get there? Right? Isn't that a question many of us ask? How did this person do this? You know, get to this point in their life? And for me, what I try and bring out in an interview with them is just like, what did you go through? What was it like for you? This is one of the things I have found many times with well-known personalities that are so successful now. They had really hard time as a kid because they were bullied. Can you imagine?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
You know, so hearing a celebrity talk about that realness, right, that kind mm-hmm. of thing, people are watching and they're like, oh, man, I was bullied as a kid too. But what we talk about is what did you do to overcome that, right? How did you become a singing sensation when you were 9 years old and, you know, kids kind of pushed you around and made fun of you because you were singing all the time? You didn't play sports very well. You didn't quite fit in. The amount of people I've had on that show that have talked about, you know, how they didn't fit in. Listen, about myself, I've always said, my husband will say to me, how did the audition go? And I'll say to him, well, the unicorn horn came out. And by that, I mean, the people that I was auditioning for, you know, they didn't get what I was doing, or they didn't get me. Or when I walked into the room, and actors go through this all the time, you walk into the room, and for whatever mm-hmm. reason, there's something about you that somebody at that table of five or four people just doesn't like. It's not even anything that you can control. Okay, and my saying is, oh boy, the unicorn horn just started growing out of the front of my head again. Couldn't stop that thing.
The unicorn horn. Oh my God.
So, yeah,
you know what?
It's good, right?
You know, it sounds like a book. It's almost like you need to do a children's book. The unicorn horn, and it can be so instrumental for children because, you know, kids always go through being bullied and hard times, and so it sounds like the title of a children's book to help, you know, children as they're going through tough times. It really does. And so the moral would be to, you know, be encouraged and think positive and whatever way you want to take it. But it sounds like it should be a children's book.
I think that's such a genius idea. While you're saying it, I saw the unicorn on the cover of the book. I saw exactly how the unicorn would would look. I know where I got the picture from, too. There's an emoji on Facebook that's a unicorn, and I send that one out a lot. You know the one I mean, right? He's got, like, purple and white and everything. You do know the one, right? There's, like, six different ones. Maybe think of that unicorn. That is a really great idea. Thank you.
It's just kind of like, it's just like pop. You know, this show is really funny because it happens a lot. It'll just, spirit just comes in and just talk and, you know, just things happen. Like Wayne Dyer. I'm not sure if you ever read any of his material or watched any of his shows. And he talks about how spirit can come in and just take over. And so when you were talking about the unicorn, you know, it just pops in that, that's going to be really huge for you, really, really big.
I'm making a note of that right now. Thank you. That's great, right.
And I kid you not, it has happened a lot of times on this show with different guests. They come on and things happen. And I'm telling you, you can Google some of the people that have been on this show, and they are doing outstanding. They came on during their budding days when they just was getting started, different singers. And I'm telling you, they have went around the globe like two times already. And Spirit came on the show. Yes, yes, I kid you not. Way back when this show was WSF Radio, and it still happens now during the Fierce Female Network, and it just goes. Some people call it spirit. Some people say, prophetic, whatever you want to name it, it happens. And so you doing a children's theme book or a cartoon, whichever way your ingenious energy takes you, go with it. Go with it.
I am hearing you loud and clear on that. Absolutely.
Yes, go with it. Absolutely.
I think that is such a great idea and something the kids could really use, right? Because like I'm telling you, it's people go through this as children, the not fitting thing. And what could be better to tell that story than through a unicorn, right?
That's right. You know, and my goddaughter, she has a business, and she has the children's books, and she sends them all over the place. It's like the story box. She does the story box, and she's on Instagram. And she does very well. She takes, books. They send her the children's books and the little things that she have in the books, like crayons or whatever she put in the box. And she gets the orders, and she sends those boxes out with the children's book and coloring books and all different things. And she does very, very well.
Oh, that's great. That is such a super idea. Wow. Really, really great.
So
isn't it amazing what comes from just talking to people? My gosh.
It is. It's really amazing. It's awesome. It is awesome. So if it's okay, Wendy, I do need to take a break right now, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
Okay, so when you take your break, should I stay on or get off? Or I don't know what to do. You have to tell me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Stay on with me. I don't want you to go anywhere. Stay on.
Okay.
I'm going to have I Am Love. Yes, the song is I Am Love. It's by Ed Roman. He's all over the place. He's fabulous. He has a tremendous energy. And I want you guys to listen to what is I Am Love. So, guys, take a listen to this.
Any other human being up with us all. The scars that you get each day make you stronger somehow in some way. Look for your own truth in your heart when it's cold. You know, it may seem like a coda, but I learned it from my baba. It's not what you believe, it's what you do.
It's what you do.
It's what you do. What you doing now?
Just tuning in, and the music that you just heard, that is I Am Love by the one and only, the phenomenal and fantastic Ed Roman, Mr. Ed Roman. That is I Am Love. Be radical with your love, people. Be radical, be radical, be radical. You know what? I live every day radical with love. Whatever I'm doing, I just love to love on people. I talk to people all day long, and I love to pour into them love, inspiration, and positivity. It's all about positive vibes. You are listening to Fierce. This is your girl, Fierce Manson. It's all about positive vibes. That's what you're going to get from me. Positivity, 100%. You know what? I am foolproof. 100%, not whiskey, not gin and tonic, but foolproof positivity. All right. And on today, I have with me Wendy Stewart Kaplan, who is just really blowing me away, talking about pandemic cooking. And we had Spirit to come in, and we were talking about the unicorn. And so we're going to pick it right back up from there, talking about encouraging young people. Young people need to be encouraged. We all need to be encouraged right now. What the world is going through, the pandemic and the COVID. And so we're all in a space and in a place. Guess what? We're all connected. We're all connected. We're all human beings. We're all connected. So we are all feeling the same thing at the same time in this universe. Believe it or not, it's a terrible time, but we're all connected. And guess what? We can look at Wendy Kaplan Stewart's show, Pandemic Cooking. We can feel better. We can watch her cook. We can watch her entertain us. And guess what? We can feel a little bit better each and every day. How about that? That's wonderful. That is 100% wonderful. Wouldn't you agree, Miss Wendy?
Oh, my gosh. For me to be on your show, you are a well and a wealth of positivity. And it is so important, every single thing that you said about getting that out there, okay, because you know what? We are all going through it at the same time, and we can all lift each other up right now. Am I right about that?
Yes, you are.
You know,
Amen.
It is, right? We can lift each other up. But, you know, I have always lived my life like this. I am the person mm-hmm. that will always make lemonade out of lemons. And did you get a chance to read my book at all? On Amazon.
Okay.
It's called She's the Last Model Standing. And you would love that book because that book is chock full of stories about my modeling career, coming to New York, becoming an actress and a model, going to Studio 54. We're talking decades of having so many incredible experiences. And a lot of them, when you read the book, you'll laugh because a lot of them were not so good. But guess what? If you are a positive person, you will come out on the other side of it bigger, smarter, and fulfilled within yourself. And that's what it's about. My book is filled with stories like that. It's called She's the Last Model Standing. And I have to tell you something. One of the most instrumental places that I shoot films in and that my book opens up in is, believe it or not, Nigeria in Africa. All right.
Really?
From the time I was a little kid, you know, you talked about the spiritual essence, right? The spirit just coming through and speaking to you. When I was a little girl, I would tell my mother I knew two things. I was going to be a model and I was going to go to Africa. I grew up in the Bronx and they were like, what is this crazy little kid? You know, what is she talking about? Well, the irony of it is when I was 20 years old, the opportunity presented itself for me to go live in Nigeria through a study abroad program in a village called Ife. And I did that, and it was life-altering. It is from that point on to the person I am here right now talking to you, it completely changed my life. And I've been very lucky that eventually it evolved into me being able to make films and go back to Africa. I tell people this all the time. I spent decades trying to get back to Africa. It's been such a big part of my life. And I've had incredible experiences with people there and the culture there and the spiritual nature of how people are. So, again, you said it. We're all going through the same thing at the same time all over the world. And we got to just get in there together and make it good for everybody. This pandemic was a wake-up call. It really was. You know, we were not doing things so right. You know, it's a big wake-up call for everybody, right?
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned Africa, because out of all the places to travel to and to go to, that's one place where I just dream of going to.
Oh, my gosh. You have it's just, I can't even explain to you what I feel when I'm there, and it doesn't matter which part I'm in. We've made two films in Ethiopia. We made a film in Cameroon. You know, I went to school in Nigeria. I don't know what it is, and I don't know why I feel like I'm home when I'm there, but I do. And I know things when I'm there, and I don't know how I know those things. And I've gone through some really what should have been very dicey situations in, you know, areas that are developing there. You know, parts of it are very poor. Things can happen. And yet I felt completely protected each and every time. And sure as I'm sitting here talking to you, I feel it. I just always feel it. So I need to have somebody tell me what all that's about, right?
You
like,
and
what's
me,
that
you know,
connection?
I don't know, but it's very interesting because I have a really small group on Facebook. I have an international group on Facebook, and it's mostly individuals from Africa, Nigeria.
Oh, you're kidding.
You know, from the,
oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. It's a really small group, but it's very intimate, and the connection in that group is just phenomenal. I don't know why I connect to that part of the world, but I just do, and I always have. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I guess I'll find out once I get there, but
So now, you know, you have to find your answers, you know. I don't know who I was, you know, when I wasn't Wendy Stewart Kaplan, but I have to be connected to that part of the world in some way. I'm convinced of it. When I'm there, there are things I just know. I just know to do, you know. So when that happens to you, right, when it's just like your instinct, or you telling me I need to write a book on unicorns, guess what? I made a note on that. I'm sitting here, and I wrote that down because that's a valuable piece of information. That was a piece of information that came to you from out there somewhere. And the minute you said it, I knew it was right. How about that?
So, Wendy, I have really enjoyed having you on. This has been phenomenal, fantastic. The energy that you've brought to the show is just wonderful. And we are out of time. And I want to say once again, I know I said it earlier, I'm so thankful to have a friendship with Jimmy Stewart. Now, where'd that come from?
Jimmy Starr. I'm Wendy Stewart. We love and adore Jimmy Starr and Eileen Shapiro. They, again, you know, they were put into my life. It was very random how I connected with them. Very
they
random.
Are amazing.
But it was, you
they
know, one
amazing.
Of those relationships that was supposed to happen, right?
That's right. And so I'm very thankful, very fortunate, very blessed to have come across him. And he's just phenomenal. And so is Eileen. I'm really thankful to have come to know them in a virtual way because they pour into me and they really don't even know how they are pouring into me. I just look at their lives and what they're doing on social media. It's just phenomenal because Jimmy is one of the hardest working persons. You know what I mean? And,
can I tell you, doesn't stop. Eileen Shapiro doesn't stop, and Wendy Stewart doesn't stop. And I needed to have people that were representing me that had that in them. And you know what? They are so loyal, and they so believe in their people, and all the people they work with, they make us all like one family. Like you said, you met them virtually. I've met so many other people, like, virtually, but they become like family. You find,
yes.
You know, you're talking to them, and right? How cool is that?
Yes. Yes. So, you know what? It was meant to be. It was meant to be.
Yes. You know it. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So we are out of time. We have kind of went over our time, but that's okay. And so, that's okay. That's fine. If you want to wrap up any last words that you want to share with the listening audience, we are now being heard in Bangladesh. And so, that's exciting to me. That's one place we have not been heard in, and now we are. And so, that's wonderful. If you want to share any last words or comments, go right ahead.
Okay, my last words are you can find me on YouTube, Wendy Stewart TV. My shows are all on there. You can find me on Facebook, Wendy Stewart. Hello, Bangladesh. In the fashion industry, I work with people from Bangladesh. Welcome, Bangladesh. And on Instagram, I'm under the title of my book, which is called She's the Last Model Standing, and you can find that book on Amazon. And I want to just thank you for having me on. It's been really a wonderful, wonderful chat that we've had together. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. You're welcome. I have gifts for you as well that I will be sending out for you. I have gifts for you.
Oh my gosh.
This has been a phenomenal show.
Thank you. Thank you. I love getting gifts. Thank you. You made my night. What a great night. You're welcome.
You're welcome. And so I'm going to be back on next Monday on the 18th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wendy has been phenomenal. Her energy is just off the chain. I'm telling you, I love her. I feel a connection with her. This is phenomenal. And so thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Eileen Shapiro. I love you guys. And we have some more great guests that's coming on. Oh, my God, I am so excited. I'll see you guys on next Monday. Wendy, you have a fabulous week. Bye-bye.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning.